Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I am so excited about today's show. Today's guest is Julian Michael, and Julian Michael is one of my favorite people on the planet, as well as one of our most extraordinary guests. He's been on our Unlimited Life show many, many times, and he is the number one download. People just listen to his shows over and over and over and over again. And we have slews of people interested in his readings, in his work, in his wisdom, in his knowledge. He is really just so special, so extraordinary. And we always strive to bring you the very best talent, the pinnacle of the pinnacle of the pinnacle. And without a doubt, he is the top numerologist in the world. He is just renowned to every country. And you've seen him on television. You've heard him on the radio. He is just amazing in his clarity and in his unfoldment of the future. It's really interesting because he grew up in New York City, and we were just there last week. He was on our Unlimited Life show in New York City, and when he was a child, he had this remarkable mind-altering near-death experience when he was just 10 years old. And while he was healing, he began to communicate with the spirit world. Imagine being 10 years old, and all of a sudden your whole world opens up. And then he graduated in psychology and education and in film, and he relocated to Los Angeles. And here he entered the business world, which is really interesting. And he studied with the masters in the field of yoga and meditation, alternative medicine, and parapsychology. And by 1986, he hosted a metaphysical radio show. And at that time, he came into contact with Brazilian teachers, and he began incorporating the various healing techniques into his practice. And I knew Julian when he was going to Brazil and when he was working over there. And it was amazing because every time I would see him, if you can imagine light just walking towards you, instead of when you look up at the sun, if you imagine the sun just coming your way, he is so radiant. He is so beaming, yet he is so solid at the same time. And through the years now, he has really become the very top numerologist, the top in the fields of parapsychology. But I love that not only does he know what he's doing, not only can he just stand in a crowd and just help somebody, just a random person in the audience, but he's able to explain things in a way that you know it's true, in a way it resonates with your heart, your spirit, and your soul. And when I was creating the Hourglass Bride show, Julian was at the very top of my list because I thought, wouldn't it be magnificent for somebody to be able to choose the right day for their wedding, to be able to choose the right house number, to be able to choose the right business location, the right phone number, to be able to choose your mate based on your past, your future, your history. And so we've been chasing Julian all over the world, and we've been really lucky to catch him onto our Unlimited Life show, and I'm so thrilled that we are starting this year, 2014, with one of my favorite all-time guests and favorite all-time people, Julian Michael. Julian, welcome to the show.
Hello, Nicole. How are you, darling? And how is everyone there in your audience? Wow. Welcome to January 2014.
And welcome to you. And it's so funny because your bio is so extensive. And for those who have not heard you on Unlimited Life show, I would love to share that you spoke at the World Conference in Rio de Janeiro with the Dalai Lama and political leaders, world celebrities, and you were just such an extraordinary and versatile and multifaceted man. And for those of our audience who have not been listening to Unlimited Life, I would love for you to share, one, you know, how you came into this world, and then also what numerology is for those that are new to this subject.
Well, I came into the world in New York City, being born and raised here, and lived here for 27 years, and then always experienced all kinds of interesting things along the way, and then moved to Los Angeles, and then lived in Florida, and then lived in Brazil for 8 years, and then back to New York and Los Angeles, and now I'm traveling extensively everywhere. I feel the secret is following your heart. And I've been blessed to be a part of the heart experience, the soul experience of numerology, which is a tool that I use with my other gifts of hypnotherapy, past life regression, Reiki healing, reconnective healing, and as well as being a public speaker. But the numerology is something that came about in 1980, and in regards to that, it's a science. The father of mathematics is the father of numerology, Pythagoras. He gave us the Pythagorean theorem of A squared plus B squared equals C squared, but he was more than just a mathematician. He was a mystic, a philosopher, a musician, had his own mystery schools in Crotone, Italy, and he said everything in the universe is number. That number has a meaning. And when we understand the basics of the numbers, and numbers are everywhere, all around us, and they're always appearing on clocks and in our lives, when we understand the basics, then we have a foundation of what these vibrations are telling us. Because if we tune into them, very simple and easy method of a language that is and touches our heart, our souls, and guides us. And I've been guided by the numbers for the last 35 years, and it's been extraordinary.
That's amazing. I know that we were talking about, you know, at the top of the show, I was saying about if you're buying a house, like the number of your house, or we're talking about choosing a wedding day. Does it really make a difference?
Of course, because in numerology you have all kinds of different energies. You have the even energies and the odd energies. I always ask people to get married on a even day. And what I mean by that is you take the day, as today is 1/19, and it's 2014. Now, the day is a birth date to this day. So what that means is it's a PIN number. We have PIN numbers to bank accounts, to computers. We have a PIN number to our soul's account, month, day, and year. These three energies create the fourth energy, which is your main energy. And what this energy purports is your talents, opportunities, your lessons, your challenges in your life, what's happened to you this year, this month, this day. Let's get back to the wedding day. When I say even numbers of the day, what I mean is that fourth vibration. So today being a 1/19/2014, you break that down. 1 is a 1, 19, 1 and 9 is 10, is a 1. Remember, Pythagoras is the father of numerology as well as mathematics. What numerology is, it's soul mathematics. You break everything down to the digit. 2014 is a 7. So you add 1 and 1 is 2 and 7 is a 9. So it's a 9 universal day. So even though today is not an even day, it's not a 2, a 4, a 6, or an 8, it's a 9, the 9 is a vibration that holds all the vibrations of 1 through 9. And what that means is this is a vibration of unconditional love, but to get there, it's important to be clear, clean with yourself and your heart and your mind in regards to not holding on to stuff, people's stuff, from your family, friends, coworkers, people that might have cheated you, people that might have done something to you. It's important to be clean and clear in your channel in order for you to experience that love. If you're getting married today or if you're choosing a 9-day, I would suggest that both parties have that together in regards to being clear and clean with themselves. If not, then stuff is going to come up because the wedding day is your launching day to your soulful experience as a couple coming together as one.
Wow. So if somebody is interested in knowing what's the right day for their wedding, can they reach you? Do you do that for people? Do they both give you their birthdays, or do you do it on the day? And And so how does it work? How does somebody find you to do that? Because I think that's just extraordinary. I think it's so important. I was even thinking for myself, even though I don't have anybody yet, right? But when I do, the very first thing I would do is I would call you and say, okay, what is energy?
Well, the reason I say even days, like the next couple of days, like tomorrow will be a one day, right? Because it's going to be 1 plus 20 plus 2014. Break that down. It's a 1-2, which is a 3-7. It's a one day. When you get married on a one day, it means that both parties are very independent of each other. So there could be everything from ego to who's wearing the pants, let's say, which is an old expression, but who is leading? Who is the leader? And it can create all kinds of problems. Now, on the 21st, you have a 1 plus 21 plus 2014, which is a 2, an 11-2 day. And this would be a wonderful day to get married, a 2 day. There's a partnership. There's a union. There's sharing there. Because that's what 2 is all about. 1 is independence, standing on your own feet. 2 is all about union and partnership. 3 is all about communication, expression, but yet getting married on the 3-day, it means that both parties aren't really coming together in that way. There's going to be challenges there because one is speaking, one is expressing, one's doing that. But on a 4-day, 4 is all about foundation and building and organizing and two architects coming together and building this new home, building this dream of family and everything else that your heart desires. A 5-day, I would not suggest because 5s are all about, it's all about adventure and exploration, and it's also about freedom and independence. So in a 5-day, it's tough because both parties are here to understand how to be free, but again, one could be free from the other, and there's all kinds of stuff that could be going on. On a 6-day, it's beautiful because 6 is harmony and family, and it's romance, and it's love, and it's sharing the hearts, as well as empowering each other in their hearts, as well as if you look at the 6, it's also a mouth. So you're also empowering each other's not only hearts and feelings, but also what the other person is saying, what they're speaking, and what they're communicating to the world. On a 7-day, I wouldn't suggest that because 7s are very mystical and very, they like their alone time. They like to be with themselves. So on a 7-day, it's too alone-ish. It's too, it's like both parties go to their own caves after they'll get married. On an 8-day, this is very powerful because the 8 is all about power. It's this union of power. It's coming from this place of owning your power. And as I said, on the 9, it's all about unconditional love. Now, know this, that if you choose a particular day, also the day that you're getting married or a day that you're even creating a business, let's say, there's great opportunities but also challenges in those vibrations, in those numbers. If you yourself are getting married to someone, there's a whole bunch of things to look at. 1, I take the name at birth and birth date. Why do I take the name at birth? Because the name at birth is it's your soul connection. It's your contract. Even though your parents named you, you're the one has gone from one life to another life. You're the one that has experienced all these different names and had all these adventures in your different lives to evolve. And in actuality, the name, which is, it's like Nicole, N is the 14th letter of the alphabet, which is a 5. Each letter of your name connects and corresponds to a number. That number, again, has a meaning. There's a language. So you yourself named yourself through your parents. They were the conduit because you named yourself because you're here to understand
What is it that you're here to do, to evolve, to make yourself better, to understand who you really are, which is your mission of unconditional love. So what I do is I take the names of both parties, and then I see also what the heart's desire is, which is the soul, which is that of the vowels of the person's name at birth. Then I take the consonants, which is your personality, persona, that which you show onto other people, the mask that you are, but this is what you show to other people, and the destiny, your motivation, is all the letters of the name, as well as corresponding to the numbers and the sum of that. And then after that, what I do is I see what energies are missing in your name, because that connects with your previous lives as well as what you're here to understand. In other words, BKs or Ts. That's a common example for a missing number that most people don't have. And that's your connection with your mother, with your female energy, with knowing how to share, knowing how to be sensitive. So if both parties have that, or if one person doesn't have BKs or Ts in their name, what that means is there's stuff going on with their mother. If the other person has the BKT, that means that they're sharing this vibration. So I look at the missing numbers of both parties and how they interact, and what's missing and what's not. And then I also take the birth dates and see what's going on there. There's something called Keys of Relationship, which is in my website, julianmichael.net. And in the
Julian,
Keys of Relationship,
Julian,
yes, darling.
I'm going to jump in just a second. I love that BKT, it sounds like a sandwich you'd order at a deli. Doesn't
yes.
Like,
or a bucket that you're walking around with.
That's right. But when you talk about if there's a letter missing, I'm going to back up just for a second. You know, if you're talking
about
these BKTs, and you're saying that there are spaces or places in which you need to fill in, or that you're coming in with a birth contract. And
that's
so
right.
for somebody that's falling in love,
yes.
And they're obviously when people are starting their life together, they've dreamt about the happily ever after since they were little girls, and this is the dream being realized.
Yeah, okay, I'm laughing because, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, and so, and then I know that once people get married, all this other, you know, stuff comes in, and so knowing this, knowing that there are empty spaces, knowing that there is an unfinished story with your mother, knowing that you came in with a particular birth contract, or that you have a vibration that is unconditional love, or that you have a vibration that you need to be alone, that you talk about aloneness at times or whatever that is this helpful in making the relationship work? And is it important that both parties know their numbers, or that you know each other's numbers in order to make a more loving, deeper, more intimate relationship?
Both. It's important. I mean, of course, it's both to know your partner and to not only be with them in a way where you've never been with even yourself before, in knowing how to communicate, and communicating is not just speaking, but it's also listening and feeling and working with each other. Any relationship, there's work that's taking place. But as a numerologist, it's knowing on a deeper level why even people come together, because marriage is a contract. It's a very sacred, holy contract. And marriages are, yes, they're, as we grew up with the fairy tale that we'll live happily ever after, to come to reality, you've come together with this person for more than just living happily ever after. It's for you to understand a deeper level of yourself, and you to understand a deeper level of them, as well as to know how to operate from this place of this oneness. But in order to do this, you really need to understand, I feel, and that's what the numbers give you, a deeper, deeper understanding of who is it that you're with. If this person does have stuff with their mother or stuff with their father, when you have no D, M's, or V's, that's a big, that's like a big stop sign for me, and it says, wow, this person has stuff going on with father, with male, with the male energy, with men. It's important to understand and know that, and let's accord that. Let's go through this. Let's work this out. One does not have to walk around with this energy or this pain or suffering or whatever this is all their lives. If you understand what's going on a deeper level, then I feel that's where awareness comes in, and you can now you can establish yourself in a way where, huh, I'll use this obstacle, I'll use this challenge, and I'll use it and make it as an opportunity for myself.
That's so great to know. I mean, when you look at relationships and you look at all of the ways you can deeper the connection, and the more that you know, the more you can become in yourself, and the more you can give, and the more you can share with your partner. And so I absolutely love the idea and the wisdom of learning the history, knowing where you're at and how to share. And even when you're saying about picking the days, the perfect days as far as coming together in power or coming together in intimacy or coming together in partnership, and it's so wonderful. And I know that you were saying that on your website. I know I also want to just make a shout out on your website that you have a remarkable newsletter. And so many people who are listeners to our Unlimited Life show have found your newsletter, and they are elated. I am constantly getting calls and constantly getting letters from people thanking me for finding you, and they're absolutely in love with your newsletter. And I know when I wake up, it's one of the very first things I do. You know, I always want to see your pearls of wisdom, and I'm always interested what the day unfolds or what's happening with the president or the world or whatever it is that you're sharing. And so I do want to talk about the keys that are on your website, but first I would love you to share with people how they can go about getting your newsletter and really learning this information, because I think it's imperative for people. And I think it's just such a magical gift to give yourself and to give your partner to actually pick, like you said, the PIN number. If we all have PIN numbers, like the PIN number to the ATM or whatever, a PIN number or special passcode, imagine as a couple having a PIN number or passcode to your happiness and your love.
The newsletter is on my website, which is julianmichael.net, and you can always email me for any information or any questions you have, and that's soulmagic, S-O-L-M-A-G-I-K, at Hotmail. One receives a pearl of wisdom every day from my Facebook or my Twitter. My Facebook is Julian Michael. My Twitter is JulianMichael11. And, within the last, I started the Numerology Pearls of the Day about 6 months ago, and I'm over 1,200, close to 1,200 people on my group now. So people are interested in this, Nicole. People do want to understand a deeper, deeper relationship, not only with themselves, but especially if they're in a partnership, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, marriage, even your relationship with your mom, your dad, your relationship with your dog, your relationship with your house, with your telephone number, as you mentioned. Everything is number. That number has a meaning, and it has a language to it. And in understanding the numbers, the basics of these numbers, we are then more fulfilled within ourselves, and we understand more than that we can operate in a way
as we truly are. We are miracles, and why not empower ourselves with this sacred language that comes from the ancients, that comes from this amazing man, Pythagoras, from 550 BC in Greece.
Wow. Julian, when you first started working with the numbers, did it astound you? I mean, when you started doing it and you saw that it was true and you started doing, like, the people that you met, were you just completely blown away? I mean, how does that unfold for someone in the process of gaining this information?
Where I started roaming the streets of Los Angeles asking people's names and birth dates, and also I had a job where I was doing insurance, selling insurance, life insurance, and in my office I was allowed three numerologies from the public library of Los Angeles, and I would always choose actors, and I would and every day. One of the things I would do with all the rest of the things that I did, I would just get these names and I would just do their charts just for my own self, just to learn and practice. And in whatever line of work that you're in, that's one of the best ways of expanding yourself and knowing more is by practice. And that's what I was doing. I was practicing. And realizing, oh my God, this is amazing. What I'm learning, not only about myself, but also in assisting and in guiding and empowering people, because people always want to understand more about themselves and how to make themselves better. And I find numerology is a very easy, quick method of doing that. And that's why I've been doing it for such a long time, and it's taken me around the world, because it's so fascinating, and it's so fortifying. It's so heartful, soulful. It's a romance of your name, of your birth date, of God within and all around you.
And I know that you've been on so many television shows. And then
yes,
people call you in and ask you who's going to be our president and, you know, is the world going to end in December and whatever that is. And so are people look to you like Nostradamus and they're saying, okay, can you tell us what our future holds? And do the numbers, like you're talking about those keys, give you keys into the future as well as the present and who someone is?
Yes, because the numbers, they have no finiteness to them. They have generalizations and they're stepping stones. And there's ways of looking at one's future cycle because everything in it's soul mathematics, so there's cycles involved. So there's something called a personal year cycle, which is your month, your day, and your last birthday. And from this number, we understand a little bit more of what's going on with ourselves and the path that we're walking on in this cycle of this particular time in our lives. And that is very helpful, especially in a relationship, because if a person is in a 7 cycle and another person is in the 3 cycle, and this was a client of mine where she was totally shocked how her husband can do this, because she was in the bath alone with candles and incense, and she had her iPod going low, and she created this beautiful ambiance, this sensuality for herself, and her door was slightly ajar. And then all of a sudden, her husband came home early that night from work. And he went up the stairs, and he saw, and he heard the music. And he also saw the light coming from the door. And he took his clothes off. And he felt that this is an amazing experience for him and his wife. And he walked in there, and she screamed, and she said, "Oh, my God, what are you doing?" And all of a sudden, like a little boy, he just shut down, and he said, "I'm sorry," and he went downstairs, and he started shivering. And then she realized what she did, and she went down and she says, "Oh my God, Julian, I don't know if we're ever going to fix this." And then I said, "Well, what's your birthday?" She told me. I said, "What's his?" And I said, "Oh my God, darling, you're in a seven cycle. That means that you need your alone time. This is a cycle where sometimes you feel like you're out to lunch. This is a cycle where your husband could be talking to you and you don't even know he's there. It's not because you don't want to be there, but your mind is like out to lunch. It's going somewhere else. He could be shaking the pen and you're more interested in that pen, and all of a sudden that pen takes you to another world, another dimension. So this is very normal in a seven cycle to take baths, to be by yourself, to connect with yourself, because you're connecting with deeper parts of yourself. You're connecting with your inner worlds. You're connecting with yourself, so you're regenerating. And when you go out in the world, you can share. And he's in a three. He's all about expression and communication and games and having a good time and making new friends and enjoying himself. So both of you together need to understand this. It wasn't his fault or your fault. You guys are on totally different worlds right now in your communication for the next months ahead. And in understanding this, she said, "Oh my God, that makes so much sense, because he's even been talking to me about that I possibly need to go to a doctor or a psychologist because I'm so introverted." I said, "Of course, because this is your alone time cycle. The only thing I can say to you is that in a seven cycle, it's for you to have people around you who give you the space, who give you the time and the place and space for you to do whatever you want to do. But you could be at the most outrageous party, and all of a sudden, you just want to step out and go home and read a book, and people think you're out of your mind. It helps tremendously."
And what a story. And this poor man, I mean, imagine somebody coming home and thinking that the house is set for romance and love, you know, and then to be set away. And having that communication and a relationship, I think, it is so sacred, and it's so special, and it's so imperative to a healthy
totally.
And a happy life. And so.
And here's a very fast story. It deals with a family that's connected with the Kennedys, one of my clients. And for some reason, out of the blue, I just wanted to know how she was doing in her relationship with her boyfriend, who's not very well known. And I called, and she goes, "Oh, my God, Julian, it looks like we're going to break up." I go, "Why? What's the matter?" "He doesn't want to be with me. He doesn't want anything to do with me. He's away from me." And I said, "Darling, oh, my God, I'm sorry to hear that." And I said, "Well, you're in this year." And I said, "What's his birthday?" And all of a sudden she goes, "This and this and that." And I go, "Oh, my God, he's in the ninth cycle." And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Darling, that's all about cleaning house. That's all about stuff to do with the parents." And she goes, "Well, he's more concerned about his parents than he is with me." I said, "Of course he is. He loves you, but he needs to clean and clear things up with his parents. The nine is all about cleaning house, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's all about connecting on a deeper level with family and friends, but on a very deep, deep level. And the fact that he's doing this, but he still cares for you." And I told her, "Give him space. Give him space. The fact that he doesn't call you every day or every other day, that's okay. Give him space. Just drop him a line and say, 'Honey, how's everything? Just want to let you know that I love you.' That's all. But he will come back to you." And you know what? Not only did they come back to each other, they got married, they had a child, and I was part of that child's name because I created the name for them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Such fascinating and beautiful stories. And, Julian, we have Chris online, and she has a question about numerology for you.
Sure.
So I'd love for you to be able to help her. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Julian. Hi, Nicole. How are you guys?
I'm great. I'm wonderful, Chris.
Awesome. Hey, quickly, I always forget to ask this question whenever I have a numerologist around, and you were talking about consonants and vowels earlier, and it triggered my memory to go, yeah, I never got the answer to this. And I kind of know that we'll use a Y as a vowel if there are no other vowels, but what is the rule on that? Like when to use the Y in a name as a consonant or a vowel. Like, let's say there already is like about one vowel or two vowels and many consonants. I mean, what's the rule on the Y?
Well, great question, Chris. And what I do is, and there's so many different philosophies about the Y, because the Y being the 25th letter of the alphabet, it's dual. So it has both the energies of the vowel and the consonant. First, I use it as a consonant, and then also in the chart, I use it as a vowel. So in other words, I create a name in regards to the vibrations is first a consonant and then also a vowel. So it has two different souls and hearts desires from the vowels. It has two different personalities, which are the consonants, and it has one destiny and motivation. But I see it as both because the person is dual. And a person with a Y is a person who, during the day, they are one particular character and demeanor, whatever they're doing, and at night, they're a totally different person. And they're here to understand how to work in a harmonious way and not feel that they're schizophrenic or crazy or something.
Okay, interesting.
Like a superhero where they could be like a vampire? They get to choose?
That what?
Well, they're both. In the daytime, they're a nice guy superhero, and in the nighttime, they're a vampire.
That's a good answer, because what's interesting about the numbers, especially Y's, let's say, being dual, and all numbers have duality. And what I mean by that, they have a positive and a negative side to them. So, yeah, the sevens can be people who are doing their work, and at night, they could be partying, or the seven is an addiction vibration, which means an over-access of alcohol or drugs or gambling or something.
They're the librarian that's got the lampshade on their head at the party at night, but that's shushing you in the library in the daytime.
Totally.
With their bun pulled tightly on their head and their plastic rim glasses.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And we're very quickly, the numbers, the one is about standing on your own feet and being in charge and being the leader. You're the visionary, you're the pioneer explorer. But the one on a negative level is the dictator. It's having a huge ego, as well as manipulation, being very self-centered. The two is all about sharing, cooperation. It's the mother energy, it's intuition, it's coming together, it's the diplomat, problem solver, peacemaker. But on a negative level, it's being sly, it's lying, it's being timid, or it's so detail-driven that you can drive yourself and other people crazy. Interesting that twos are also elevens. Elevens are twos. And a lot of politicians have this vibration, this two vibration, this 11 vibration. We'll get to 11 in a moment. Threes is all about communication, artistry, imagination. On a negative level, it's gossip, criticism, jealousy, scattered energy. Four is all about discipline and work, and it's the male energy, it's the father energy. Are we here?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
And negative is being obstinate and being very fixed and being very stubborn, bullheaded. Five is all about adventure, transformation, new ideas, progressive thinking, connected with travel, connected with also connecting with all kinds of different people, and like marketing. And five negative is people who are very inflexible, abusive of energy, prejudiced, and restless, and don't know how to work with this energy. The sixth energy is all about romance and love and family, and it's also the teacher energy. It's also an energy that is also very very loving and very caring and very warm in that way. And on negative energy, it's very selfless and it's heartless. The seven we spoke about. The eight is being in charge, and it's owning your power, and it's all about being the producer, being the director, and the negative energy of the eight is again being a tyrant, and not caring about people, but just wanting to make money, money, money. And nine is all the vibrations of one through nine, so it's important to understand the numbers and the basics. And as we spoke about in the very beginning, this will help you greatly in forming a relationship, not only with yourself, but knowing the other person and who they really are on a deeper level.
That's just remarkable. I mean, it's incredible to go through it and to hear the flip side and to know, you know, the different properties, the different energy, to say this is something so essential, so sweet, and so loving. And then this is the other side of that, and this is the danger zone of that. And then, so then do you look at days like February 14th and Valentine's Day, and is that the best night to go out and have romance and sex? And is the 14th a good romantic day?
Well, one thing about that day is that it's celebrated all over. So in having that day celebrated all over, it does create a certain kind of energy. But 2 plus 14, break that down, 2 is a 2, 14 is a 5, 2014 is a 7. It's a 7-7, which is a 14-5 day. Interesting that that particular day is all about freedom. It's all about having a good time, enjoying yourself. Five is also sensuality, sexuality, the kundalini energy. So I would say enjoy yourself, but also be safe, everything from safe sex, and be mindful of what you're doing and whom you're with.
That's amazing. And I love Chris's question about the why. And when you think about, is a why a consonant, is a why a vowel, and does it have a different vibration? And so does that work if somebody has a Y in their name as a nickname as well? Like if somebody's a Patricia and they're called Pat, or if someone is a Thomas and they're called Tommy, if you have that name as a nickname, does the vibration remain the same as if it was a name that you were born with?
Nicknames is how on another level that person is experiencing you. This is how they see you on a heart, mind, soulful level, from a deeper understanding of energy. The name that you're using, other than your name at birth, because most of us don't use our name at birth, so we use a name. So this name, as my name is Julian Michael, that name is what I'm putting out to the people, to humanity. And that's how I want them to experience me, as this vibration, as this energy. Because all of the numbers, all the letters have meaning, and this is an energy. So we're always working with energy in some way. Energy, the word light. And there's light around us all the time. When the sun comes out, there's light. When we put on
When we put the lights on in our room, all of a sudden there's light. And it's interesting that if you take the word light and break it down to its energy vibration of L-I-G-H-T, L being a 3, I being a 9, G being a 7, H being an 8, T being a 2, you break this down, it comes to a 29, 2 and 9 is 11. So the word light is a master 11 vibration. And 11s is something that has been appearing to us for a very long time in the last years, on clocks, everywhere we go, 11-11 or all kinds of different vibrations. And 11 is a master vibration, which means that you're holding the key to the door of light. And what this means is that you're being asked to take adventures and go on experiences and being mindful and soulful in your relationship with life. And then take the time to ruminate, meditate, and then share this with the rest of the world, because the 11 is known as the messenger of the gods. It's also connected with the angelic kingdom and also the divas and all the elementals on this planet. So when we see an 11, make a wish, for the angels are asking you, how are you doing, Nicole? How's everything going? We just want to say we love you. And just make a wish on that angel's empowerment.
I love it. We had that question on the Unlimited Life show when we were talking about seeing the 111s on clocks, or people that always see that, you know, the 111, and when that comes up, when we have those 11s, and I know so many people say that they see
that
number.
Yeah, to embrace that vibration, especially, and also, again, in getting married, you're creating a certain energy with this person. You're launching on that date. That date now is like, it's a PIN number. It's a PIN number to your marriage. This is a PIN number to your soul's account of this relationship. And why not have something that works in a way where you don't need to be challenged, or you don't deserve all of this stuff. Understanding what it is and working out the details and coming from a God-goddess place instead of fighting each other and trying to figure out why we come together.
I just love this information. I have a question I've been wanting to ask you for a while, and I've never had the opportunity because we always have so many people in Unlimited Life, that I travel so much. And whether it's your honeymoon that we're talking about or just the fact that you're traveling, does it make a difference if you stay on the 23rd floor or the 17th floor? Does the floor of a hotel change the vibration of your stay and your vacation?
Not only the floor, again, in understanding, you said 23, so that would be a 5. So that would be a floor that I would think that would be a floor that anything could be happening there. Now you take that floor and then you add, what is your room number to that floor? What is your house number? What is your apartment number? Again, these are very subtle ways of the energy is communicating more of what is happening to you at that moment in your God's embrace. And in understanding that, then you understand a little bit more of how to work with this vibration, how to work with these energies, how to work with yourself, and also what an amazing gift it is to understand this and know these are great gifts being given to you, very simple, very easy, for you to understand more of what's going on in your hotel room, what's going on in your house, what's going on with your telephone number, what's going on wherever you are when there's numbers appearing, because these numbers are communicating something to you on a deeper level. And if you just acknowledge them and just kind of like say hello and realize, these fours keep on popping up. What is a four? Foundation. How is my foundation? Am I disciplined in what I'm doing?
Do I have everything together, or is there something that I deserve to look at because I haven't really put my energy into that? And that's why the four is keeping on popping up to reminding you. It's like a secretary from the gods speaking to you. It's like your own what is that on your computer? Your own your computer, iPad, Siri. It's like a Siri of God consciousness coming to you through this number and just wanting to point out a number of things that are happening in your life for you to look at and also to utilize as a tool for your prosperity, for your growth, for your evolution.
And so when you're talking about numbers for the wedding, that you're saying this is a 5-day or this is an 8-day or this is a 7-day,
yes,
and the different vibration, so is that universal? Or should you really look at the fact that, okay, this is my personal PIN number or my fiancé's personal PIN number, and we're adding in this day, and then all those numbers together become the best day for you to get married? Or can you just say this is an 8-day and this is, we would be a very powerful couple, or this is a 4-day and it's about partnership, or is it better to really contact
Excellent
you,
question.
Go through all of the numbers and say this very specific day, which is going to be March 17th or whatever it is the right date for this entire year for us to actually become in union and to start our life together?
Excellent question. We look at everything when it comes to when people get married. We look at that day. We look at their personal year cycles. I always suggest people, well, in a nine-year is all about cleaning house, completion, graduating. And unless it's so, so important to get married in a 9-personal-year cycle, if one of the people have it, I would not suggest it. I would wait for the one. Because of that, you add both personal year cycles and you realize what's happening. You add the fourth vibration of the PIN number to realize your keys to a relationship. And that's in my website, julianmichael.net. You see what your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, what they have and what you don't have in your missing numbers and how you're sharing that number. If they don't have a 2, but you have 2s, then you're sharing that 2. If they don't have a 3, you have 3s. You're sharing that 3 with them. So you're making it easier for them to understand what that vibration is and who they are with themselves. So there's many different factors than just give me a, you know, just give me, Julian, just give me a birth date. Or just give me a wedding date because we're thinking of getting married. There's a certain like an architectural plan that is being put together to realize this. The same thing when you're choosing a name for a child. You take the parents' names and birth dates and what they call themselves now and where they are at with themselves. For this child is coming into this consciousness of this union of these two people. And what's important here is for the two people to understand what they're creating.
That's so wonderful. And I know so many people, I'm so glad that you said, you know, it's the combination of all of these things, because a lot of people will say, I want to get married at the Biltmore, and they'll go to the Biltmore, and the Biltmore will just throw out a date. You know, we have April 3rd, 2017, or whatever that is. That's the first available date. We have the ballroom, and people just book it. And so they're not on their own time. They're on the Biltmore's time. And then their wedding ends up being a disaster.
Yeah, it's very important to have the patience. It's very important to understand, especially if you're mindful, especially if you're open to this esoteric, this sacred knowledge. The same thing like in farming, they use everything from numerology to astrology to understand when to plant the seeds and when not to. to understand that you're planting seeds here, that you're creating an energy field, and to be patient with yourself. And you're the one that makes the choice. You're the one that's here to take charge. Don't allow them to give you what they have. If they do, then say, you know what, let me think about that. And be more mindful of energy, of the numbers, of what's going on with your personal year cycle, of what's going on with your friend, your spouse, your father, your mother, your children, what's going on with them. When we have these tools, we can readily understand on a deeper, deeper level what is really going on.
Okay.
Why this person has these temper tantrums and why this person is so happy and so light and they're laughing and at the same time it seems like the world is falling apart. And
it's
important to know this.
Astonishing. It is. And so for everybody listening, reach out to Julian. I think that this is the very first thing you should be doing when you're deciding to get married and you're choosing your date. You want to make sure vibrationally you are working together, as Julian's saying. It is the PIN number. It is the beginning. It is your personal code to happiness. And I think that this is just such amazing information and such a grand gift. It's the very best wedding gift you can possibly give yourself, your spouse, and to each other for your future. And Julian, we so appreciate you being on the show, and we will definitely have you back. And in my book, you're always number one, and I certainly hope that that's the very best number for you. But it's always such a joy having you on the show, and thank you so much for being with us. And I'm so excited to hear stories from people that are working with you and that choose their wedding date that way, so mindfully, and that really they're stepping into the beginning of their life in such a beautiful cycle of the vibration of love. So I can't think of a better magical journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings. Thank you. And to all the audience, blessings.
Thank you. I love Julian Michael, truly. He is such a genius. You should all reach out, find him, even if you're not getting married, if you've been married 25 years or whatever, and you're deepening your communication, find him. Tell him your numbers. Tell him your birthday. Let him tell you about the unfoldment of your life and how to deepen and clarify your relationship. And next week, we have such a special guest. We have Michelle Caron, who is Astrology for Enlightenment. And if you want to know about your mate, why he or she does the things they do, or you really want to talk about how to deepen that passion, your sex life, your future, your romance, your love, your lust, your sensuality, the vitality, the brilliance, definitely call in and talk to Michelle. She is amazing, absolutely amazing. So great gratitude to Julian Michael. Looking forward to Michelle Caron next week. A happy birthday to Michelle. It was actually her birthday yesterday. And to all of you, wishing you a wonderful week, and may all of your dreams come true.